And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Still hopeful for that call here from the folks over at Baxter Regional. Hadn't called in here during the break, but we will double check on that, make sure everything is good to go for them here. And look forward to talking with them here in just a minute. But right now, I do have Tommy Hagen and Seal Gusecki, Master Gardeners, right here in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
I'm soggy.
Me too.
Yeah. Things are beautiful. Well, we were talking earlier that when you drive down the road now, if it's not green, it's not going to ever go grow. I mean, it is beautiful.
Everything is so lush. It's very pretty in spite of all that rain.
It's caused some problems, I know, with some plants, some folks, some gardens, and I guess that's probably where I want to start off the conversation with the excess rain that we have had. Right now, we've got some folks that may not have been able to get out and get some stuff in the ground like they were planning to. Is it too late to still get some of your good stuff in the ground?
Oh, not at all. By all means, get it out there. And this weekend, if you're going to get some rain, if you still have plants to split, I'd get them split right before it rains. It could give you a good helping hand with it. Absolutely. Plant anything you want right now. The weather's cool. Okay. It's cloudy, so the sun's not going to do it. The only caution is if you get a good sunny day after you planted something new or moved something, make sure you pay attention to the water. Because in spite of all the rain, they're going to be stressed if they get a lot of heat and sun. That'd be my only caution.
You sort of confused
me.
See,
I went through that with my trees.
Yeah. That rain comment, split them, you know, right before it rains.
Yeah.
Well, that means you can split them looking at the forecast pretty much any of the next 7 days.
We're leaving here to go to Seal's house to dig up some daffodils and some surprise lilies to take to my house. So anyway, we're telling you that's what you can do.
You're on your own. I'm going with them.
I will tell you that Robert is allergic to shovels. I've just heard that.
No, he's not.
Surprise lilies, I can't believe you're planting more surprise lilies.
I love those guys. I love them. And anyway, that's the one that has every name in the world, Naked Lady. They are just so unique because they just seem like they just pop up. And one day you have nothing, the next day you've got a cool little plant. Yeah. And my wife was less than excited when I told her that I'm bringing more home. But anyway.
Well, I have to ask, did you tell her you're bringing more plants home, or did you tell her you're bringing a bunch of naked ladies in?
You're way too sharp early in the morning. Oh, my.
Wording
is everything. I screwed up again. Okay.
You did with him anyway.
Funny.
So, yes. See, we've had a plant of the month for several months now, and I'm curious now, do you have I don't want to say a waterproof plant, but a plant that's going to tolerate water well? Because 2 years running now, we've had a lot of water in the spring.
Yeah, unless you got a place that doesn't have good drainage and gets real soggy, it really isn't going to hurt too much.
Right.
And if you do have a drainage problem, by all means, this is the time to set about trying to fix it.
Yes.
Because it's a good test if you're successful with it. So absolutely do that, all right? And by all means, plant. On our plant of the month, I'm going to do two things here. Before I talk about the one from this month, I'm going to backtrack to a couple months ago because I had something happen in my yard that really aggravated me. I have a Blue Atlas cedar, which we talked about.
And we actually have the name still written down here on
How
top of a notepad.
That?
Yes.
Well, I was looking at it this spring, and I don't usually get up close to the trunk very often, but I saw around it rectangular holes chipped into it in a circle all around the trunk.
Okay.
And it was going up about 4 or 5 feet and I said, what is going on here? And this is going to be a problem. This is a lot of places for disease and insects that you don't want to get into that tree and hurt it. So I looked up online, and sure, it came up just as easy as could be that I had a sap sucker that had found a home.
Uh-huh.
And he was eating there, sucking the sap out of my tree, and I could see the sap weeping out of some of the more recent holes.
Yep.
And what do I do about this? And believe it or not, what you do, for lack of a better term, is buy a bunch of tchotchkes. You need something that is glittery, like aluminum. They actually said in the article, if you tied strips of aluminum foil to the tree that it would help. But you need something to make noise and glitter and something to scare the dude away. So we'll let you know how that works. I'm not a tchotchke type, but boy, I sure went out and bought a few.
You know, old CDs will work too.
Yes.
Yeah, that
really?
Yes, old CDs, yep.
Yeah, you're probably right there. So anyway, if you have a Blue Atlas cedar, go out and take a look at it, mm-hmm. because I certainly haven't looked at it that close in months, and I was very shocked when I saw how much damage the bird had done already.
Wow.
I'm not sure that the tree is about 30 foot tall already, so okay. I'm really worried about it, but time will tell. Well, you have to see how many holes he put in this thing.
I'd be concerned about how big they were too, but in general, when they're that tall, that's usually safe.
I've got five feet of rows of holes. Okay. Oh.
Right. She's concerned, I can tell.
Oh, I would be concerned.
Yeah.
Maybe if you hadn't put all those good juicy nutrients in the soil, the sap sucker wouldn't like the sap from the
tree.
No,
the tree likes
tree,
where it's at.
Yeah.
The tree was very
sap
happy.
Sucker likes where the tree's at. So
yeah. Everyone's happy but Seal.
And we are back. We're not talking about hot dogs. We're going to be talking with master gardeners.
I don't care about the meatball rolling out the door and onto the garden. You're not going to grow a meatball plant regardless of what my granddaughter thinks about
fodder.
That. So, yes, granddaughter. I've got Seal and Tommy from the Master Gardeners in here, and I'm sorry for the interruption. Baxter Regional called in, and I wanted to get that information out there on the air. Oh, that's not good. Things have gone completely and totally sideways if that music has started. Oh, well, we've got it figured out for now. It went completely sideways for me there for a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to rely on Seal and Tommy to get us back on track. We were talking about a plant of the month at some point.
Yes.
Can we get back there to that really quickly?
We can do it pretty quickly. The plant of the month is coincidentally the perennial plant of the year.
Oh.
And it's a Japanese spikenard.
Oh, those are good-looking plants.
Oh, you're familiar with
yes.
it. Yes. What do you like about it?
I just like that it gives a lot of color and a lot of atmosphere to the...
Exactly. It's a good plant for the shade. Absolutely. Okay. It is. It in part shade, it will be bright yellow. In fuller shade, it'll be lime green. Uh-huh. And that's where I keep mine.
Okay.
All right? It's a plant that'll get to 30 to 36 inches wide and tall. Almost got that out. The variety that they recommend is one called Sun King.
Okay.
It'll get some tiny white flowers in mid to late summer, and it'll get some inedible berries afterwards. So the berries are kind of insignificant. It's really for the foliage, and after it blooms, that lime color tends to fade a little bit.
Okay.
But for most of the season, it is a bright spot that you can put in a dark area.
All right.
And it's kind of calming.
I think so, too. I love the plant. I had it in one spot. It wasn't doing good, and I actually moved it. It gets a little thirsty in the heat of summer, so I have it planted on my route to water my pots, so it's easy for me to give it a little extra drink when things are tough.
Okay,
spritz it.
Yes, you need to do a little bit of that. It's not going to last when it's 95 degrees with your regular weekly watering.
Okay.
So you want to give it a little drink. But if you do that, you will certainly have a winner for your garden. It's great for the shade. It's one of my favorites in the garden, and I was glad to see it come back and get some publicity. I've had it for a few years. I had one year that it didn't do well. I will caution you, it doesn't come up in spring early. It's one of these late deals.
Late
like hibiscus comes up real late, and you think it probably died.
Every year my wife does, yes.
And it doesn't. It came up this year, the week that we had the too heavy frost and all that 30-degree nighttime temperature.
Oh, boy.
And it was just popping out of the ground, so I stuck a bucket over it every one of those nights just to be safe. I'm not sure that it would or wouldn't have, but I wasn't taking a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I bought it maybe 5 years ago at a place called Hilltop Nursery, northwest of Springfield. But certainly ask your local friends down here if they can get it in for you, because it's a winner.
Fantastic. What was the name of that again?
It is called Japanese spikenard. The Latin name is Aurelia cordata, and the variety is Sun King.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think. I don't know anybody that speaks Latin anymore.
Well, Latin actually, if you want to make sure you get the right plant, is the way to do it.
Yes, it is.
None of us like to do it.
Right.
Most of us don't know Latin. But if you're not sure of the right variety, Latin is the way to make sure you get just
exactly what
you
want. Exactly what you're looking for, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to ask if you were taught Latin in school.
Nope.
You got an answer.
Well, I got an answer anyway. I We're not going to discuss Latin in school. I remember a couple lessons from that. Tommy, we need to switch gears here really quickly and talk about meetings. We are seeing some activities slowly start to get back underway across the Twin Lakes area and across the state of Arkansas. We've got permission for some folks to gather. Some restrictions are still out there. But I think you guys are sort of looking at...
We're looking at much later in the year. We're going to be August at best. Our June meeting is canceled. We don't have a July meeting, so we're looking at August, maybe. Okay. We do have an October meeting set up already, and it's Steve Brumrick, and I think most of y'all around town know Steve. He is one of the busy, busy guys. He's active in the Friends of the River, but he's going to be talking a lot about stuff that goes on with the North Fork River, and also about the shutdown of the...
The hog farm.
The hog farm. And this guy has got the inside. He's one of the inside guys, and he can tell you where the bodies are buried and how that all happened and why it happened. And he's very, very, very interesting guy. But he's also bragging on Steve Day, but he's also the monarch butterfly guy. If you want to learn anything about monarch butterflies, Steve is the cat to talk to. And he's also the guy that got one of the coolest projects in town going on. He got the storm drains all painted. He worked with the art department at the school and got that done. And I think those are cool down on Balmer Boulevard. But anyway, neat stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's in October?
Yes.
That's October 8th.
That'll be about when I put my butterfly garden in, so I need to be there.
Well, and Steve is a good source of information. If you just want to pick up the phone and call him, he's locked in right now, so he would love to visit with you.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what's coming up. One of the neat projects, if you get a chance, drive down on 62, right where it turns to, is it Highway 9? We're by the extension office right there on that corner.
Yep.
We've got the girls and guys that take care of that have really done a good job. They got a bush and it's got it decorated up with Be Safe, and it's BEE Safe. It is really darling. And I have posted that on Facebook two or three times and get more comments. And it's kind of evolved since they've done it.
Yes.
The plants change colors. Uh-huh. And it really gets, it's a beautiful little plant. It's teeny weeny thing. But it's a great photo op if you want to take the kids or somebody by there and look at it.
It'll make you smile.
Yeah, my grandson squeals every time.
So do I. I'm 76 years old. I love it. My wife says, oh, no, we're going by it again.
You're just practicing that Razorback call. That's all.
There you go.
But we stop and take a picture every time I drive by because I just absolutely love it. But anyway, there are people working on it and doing a great job. But Master Gardeners are, we're still – Busy doing it. It's funny, I think nearly all of us are out in our own yards, and my poor yards, I know, getting tired of me. I've been digging and getting out there and going, and I know Seal has, and it's just, you kind of locked in, and I'd much rather be out in the yard than I am watching reruns on TV. So anyway,
I had a phone call from a couple of hostas. They didn't know if it was a hostage situation. They didn't know if they should be more concerned about you or the deer at this time of year. So
well, Seal had one of the things on our prep notes here about plant caladiums. Well, one of the things I'm going to do this afternoon is also plant some caladium bulbs. I absolutely love them. But she also had a note by it, deer love them.
They do.
These are right by our driveway. I love them. I like the white Christmas, the white and the green, and they just make a good show.
The deer is exactly the reason I don't have them.
Well, they'll eat them up. They'll eat them.
Because I've got a yard full every night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of deer?
Yes.
Yeah. But, there are
no caladiums left.
Well, there are some plants that deer eat. There are some plants that deer like. There's some plants that deer love. And if you want to know the entire variety and how often they feed and what they really prefer, stop on by Tommy's house and check out the sample. Because for them, Tommy's house is just like a salad bar for
Denton us. Denton Ferry Road. The end of Denton Ferry Road. They know that. They just smile when I drive down the road.
Yeah,
anyway,
there's no doubt.
They walk up thinking, buffet.
Buffet. They had to close here.
That's right.
So we are starting to see some restrictions lifted. And the question that has been burning through my mind the last few days, I actually saw your young lady over there at that stop on 5 and 62 here downtown working there the other day.
Judy Nazoliak.
Judy, you could not remember her name. Are you guys able to get out and about and work on all your facilities right now?
Right now, anything we do at the facilities is restricted.
Okay.
All right. The university is not letting groups more than 10 get together.
Still university rules apply then.
And yes, absolutely. And they have to sanction anything you do before you do it.
Oh.
So anyone that comes is coming on an individual basis. That's all we can do.
Gotcha.
So they're not going to be as pretty as they always are.
So all the pictures I have of Judy decorating the tree probably should be burned and there's no evidence.
No, nothing like that. She's there by herself, and that's permitted.
Thank you very much for saying it that way. Yes.
Yeah.
That that is permitted for them to be out there working on that. Thank you. That was actually a great way to come back on that one. it was so fun to see her out and about, because like I said, every time we go past that intersection, my grandson just squeals, and he squealed and he saw the tree, and then he saw somebody working on it. Oh, they're fixing the mast. I don't know if they were or not. We went with the story and it was all good. So we still have just about a minute and a half left. I know there's always leftover stuff, leftover information when we come to this point in the broadcast. Is there anything else we need to get out there today?
Keep watching the website. Once the meetings are up, we'll have something out there. We have our speaker for June, of course, will be rescheduled. That's Leslie Patrick, and she's going to talk about woodpeckers. So there's some interesting things coming up.
All right,
and we apologize. We have no plant sale for folks this year, obviously.
Yes,
I had to give all mine away, so which was which
you
was
got any left?
There's always more to dig up, but pay attention to your garden. You have to work out there. The weeds with the rain are probably your biggest culprit right now. Keep up with them, and you'll be blessed in the fall that you did, without a doubt.
The weeds and the rain. Now, speaking of the rain, for those folks that have a garden, maybe it's in a flattish area that doesn't drain very well, is there anything they can do right now to help rescue those plants that may have already had in the ground that are getting waterlogged?
Well, if you're getting waterlogged, move it.
Okay. All right.
Don't keep it. If it doesn't want to be in the water and that's where it is, move it, fix the problem, move it back, whatever. But you need to address the problem. And we've had enough mild weather that it's not a big deal to go out there and do some hardscaping.
Yes.
You've got the time. The weather's cooperating. It's a good time to do it. You have to do that. If you do that, you'll be blessed with it later.
Okay. Well, that's some good advice.
It's also a good time to pull weeds because the ground's wet. You can get up, so it makes life a little easier. So.
Yeah, well, there's
more transplant plants.
I've been doing it right along, and I had a friend call me the other day. She's going to come down visit probably in June, and there was one she asked for specifically, some Annabelle hydrangea, and I'm going to dig it up for her now, let it sit in the rain, and it'll keep till she comes.
There you go. Well,
I know there's a lot of folks that are playing with the daffodils right now. How long does a daffodil bulb stay good if you pull it out of the ground to put it back in?
I would certainly plant it relatively quickly, within a week or so. You don't want to hold it till fall. I actually had somebody write and ask me that question.
Okay.
Could she dig it up now and wait till fall? No.
Okay.
You want to dig it up and plant it in the same time frame. Now, it doesn't have to be the same day, but certainly within a week or so, you want to get it back in the ground.
Yeah, and I'd say that probably holds true with every bulb out there. You want to get it back in the ground fairly quickly if you have pulled it back out.
You'll have better success, without a doubt.
And daffodils, again, are the gift that keep on giving, guys. They're the ones that they grow back year after year. And you go out and like down where Scott lives in Rush, and you see these old homesteads, and the people planted daffodils around the edge of them, and you can see exactly where they are because they just multiply.
Oh, good job. That was Robert's emergency alert system.
Scared me.
Well, and normally we are off the air at this time. We've had a little bit of a different situation, but I can tell you right now that is going to wrap up this edition of The Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm out the door. Back with more tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.